You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode 215, posted November 2019. Combat is for feelings.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill, the podcast where I, Tony Sindelar, use rats to kill people who nominally are my friends. In today's adventure, we are continuing our delve into the Sunless Citadel. Joining me is Adina Hurley as Olena, the half-elf rogue.
Woo!
Liz Miles as Velo, the less demonic human warlock.
Hello!
James Thompson as Nox, dragonborn bard.
Still alive, just.
Technically. Mike Hurley as Maximilian Thundercliff, half-orc fighter.
Hello, hello.
Jason Snell as Furion, the elven wizard.
Reading is fundamental.
And Tiff Arment exactly. As El Scorcho, the tiefling druid.
Fox and I are ready to fight some
yes.
rats.
So when last we left our adventurers, they were climbing down the ravine into the Sunless Citadel they had heard of in search of some missing adventures. And also, Furion keeps talking about magic fruit. People tend to tune out when that happens. The terrain around the Sunless Citadel is quite dangerous, and El Scorcho falls behind as she has trouble navigating the various piles of debris and sinkholes. Unfortunately, two giant rats have chosen this opportunity to close in. So, once again, combat, I ask that all of you roll initiative, and if you want to just type your initiative into the things, you can do that.
Those cloven hooves aren't really great on rubble.
No.
What are we rolling?
10.
Yeah, what was my initiative?
What dice do we roll for that one? The
D20?
Yep, D20. As a general rule, you only use the special dice for damage, if that helps.
Yeah, Furion had a good roll at 21.
Yeah, critically initiated. Just what you want is to roll a crit for initiative.
What is your initiative bonus, El Scorcho?
5. Oh, initiative bonus? Plus
yeah.
1.
Plus 1. The rats have plus 2, so they are going to go before you. Mm. So our turn order is going to be Furion, Nox, Max, Olena, Velo, the giant rats, and then El Scorcho, who has been having some trouble on the terrain. I will say that Fox, the weasel, is totally doing great, just bounding from debris to debris. So the challenging thing here is that the terrain is not great. So if you want to move around during the fight, you're going to need to do acrobatics checks to basically not get stuck in the terrain. So, Furion, you are first.
I am going to gesture with my staff and cast Firebolt. Oh, that sounded really great, and it's a 9.
Your Firebolt manages to go right between the two giant rats.
Come on.
Furion, do you want to do anything else?
Nope.
All right. Nox, the dragonborn bard.
Well, I have to repay Elf, I think, for her healing. So yeah. I am going to attempt to move back to save her.
Cool. All right, you bound across the wastelands. Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay, I have 8 plus 4, 12.
That's plenty. You managed to kind of jump from piece of debris to piece of debris, avoiding the various sinkholes.
Okay,
so where do you want to get to?
That is a good question. I am going to...
Are you going to... Do you want to engage the rats? In which case you want to be next to the rats.
Yeah, so I'm going to go there.
All right.
You
jump in front of L and maybe fight a rat? I don't know.
I think I'm going to hit that rat with a rapier.
Do it.
That seemed to work last time.
I will tell you, since you fought some rats now, the armor class of a rat is 12. So you got to get 12 to hit the rat.
Okay, hang on. So, my rapier. Right. So, I rolled 12.
That'll do it. Tie goes to the attacker.
Okay. And it is 1d8 plus 2. D8. 5.
All right, you slice a decent chunk off that rat's face. This irritates the rat. So the rat has really two irritated. Hit points and is unhappy. So I hope our listeners enjoy the rat sounds.
Nobody rats, can rats, enjoy rats, those rats, sounds. Rats. There you go.
Nox, big turn. Anything else?
I think that's about all I can do.
Maximilian.
Okay, I am going to attempt to move too, so I will roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
15.
That'll do it, yep. You just got to beat 10 for the acrobatics.
All right, I'm going to move to right here, which is 20 feet, I think.
Mm-hmm. You're engaging the second rat.
Great. Now, is at this point I should share something about Maximilian's nature?
Mm-hmm. This is Maximilian. Yeah, this is combat is for feelings.
Maximilian, whilst big and strong and tough, actually prefers not to fight and would much prefer to try and reason with things before engaging in combat. In our previous fight, Nox was at such grave danger that his desire to save his teammate won out. So I will attempt to reason with this rat before attacking it. Can I do that, Tony?
What skill would you use to reason with a rat?
I would like to try a charisma. I would like to try to be charismatic. I would like
persuading the rat? Or
well, first off, I would like.
I feel like intimidation like is a more likely scenario here, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it persuasion or intimidation?
I'm going to go for intimidation.
Okay.
So I'll roll.
Okay.
I got a 6 on intimidation against the rat. Did that work?
For some reason, rats are just not really spooked by you at all.
Okay.
Well, Despite that, you are many times bigger than they are, even though they are giant rats.
I will now very begrudgingly.
You know, I mean, I don't know. You guys killed all those rats, but maybe there was another rat that saw because it seems like word is out on you guys.
I will now begrudgingly swing my battle axe at mm-hmm. the rat.
Mm-hmm.
And I will hit it for 9.
You had to roll to hit it. Or is that the roll to hit?
Oh, sorry. No, that was not my roll.
You skipped right to damage. You were very excited.
9 plus... What do I add for... that is a 14.
Against 14 AC. Will hit the rat, and then the damage is 9?
Yeah, it was 9.
Oh, okay, you slay that rat.
Oopsie daisy.
The rat never has a chance to be intimidated by you. It's kind of looking at you. It's kind of cackling at you, and then it is an ex-rat.
Max is unhappy. I'm very sad about having to kill another creature, but such is life. Such is the fate that has been bestowed upon me as a half-orc and my strength.
Slayer of rats. Mm-hmm. Olena, there's one rat that you can see left.
Yep, I have no problems killing rats. And what another great chance to use my crossbow. Short bow. So from where I am, I'm going to roll my attack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not going well. That's a 4 plus 5. That's a 9.
You know, you're still getting the hang of the short bow, right?
Like, whoops. Luckily, it didn't get anyone else.
And also,
from my
even
crew.
For a giant rat, it's small. So, you know.
So it's difficult, hard to hit.
Yeah.
And no, that's for damage, the sneak attack thing. So that was me. Next.
Do you want to move or are you happy where you are?
I'm quite happy where I am. I'll just stay there.
I'm going to say it correctly. Valo.
Yes, I would like to create a bonfire on that living rat.
Is that a thing that you do?
Yes, a thing I do.
I'm assuming using magic and not through like gathering twigs and sticks and stuff.
Yes, I'm gathering twigs. I pick up 2 twigs, rub them together, and I'm like, look, I can create a bonfire rubbing these 2 twigs together, but it's about 40 feet over there. Ooh, look at my woodcraft skills. Aren't they fantastic? That's what happens.
Okay. So, what does the rat have to do?
I think it has to, it says hit / DC con 12.
So the rat, rats are pretty nimble. This rat is going to try and dance around and not get
Burn, you little rat thing.
The rat did not succeed. The rat is consumed by the flames.
Yes!
Please roll damage.
2?
So.
How many do we need?
More than 2.
Oh. Damn. Oh, no, wait, it's not 2.
No, wait.
It's 1!
Are you sure it's one?
Yeah.
Okay. The rat had 2 hit points left. The rat now has 1 hit point left.
Oh, God. Yeah, I have scrolled all the way down.
Nox, a giant, giant decent-sized bonfire appears in front of you. You sense magic is at work. The rat is consumed by fire. The rat is running in circles as it is on fire, and a flaming rat jumps out of the campfire into your face.
Oh, if it leaves the bonfire, there's a thing. There's a thing.
Well, that was for flavor. It's still right there. So, Nox.
Yes.
14 to hit.
14 armor class.
All right, that will hit. Where is my d4? You will take 3 piercing rat damage.
Is he okay?
Well, I'm not dead.
Okay.
Oh, I understand. Tiff is feeling great guilt for this whole encounter. Now I'm like, why are you so like heavily invested in this exact thing?
It's called friendship.
We're only here because of you.
Liz, did I miss something on you? Did you have another question or a thing?
Yeah. If is the rat still in that space at the end?
I believe
of its
so.
Turn,
yeah.
Then it has to make a saving throw.
Oh, like at the end of its turn?
Yeah, if a creature must also make the saving throw when it moves into the bonfire space for the first time on a turn or ends its turn there.
You know what? It's going to try and leave that area.
Oh my god! That is not what the rat decided!
The rat runs away with 1 hit point. Nox, it provokes an opportunity attack from you.
Well, I'm going to damn well take it. Okay, so...
The rat is on fire and retreating, just so we establish what the
I don't care.
Terms
I have
are
the
here.
Opposite reaction to Max at this point. So I roll 16 plus 4 with my rapier.
That's unnecessary, yes.
I don't care.
And I suspect that you roll more than 1 damage.
So I am rolling 8 plus 2.
All right, why don't you roll it, because you'll feel better if you do.
I did roll it.
Oh, okay. 8 plus 2 is 10.
Yeah.
So that is 9 more damage than you needed to do. So the on-fire rat looks like it's going to retreat, and as soon as it looks over its shoulder, you cut it in half.
Yeah.
There are now 2 halves of a flaming rat in the magic bonfire in front of it.
And what it did was bite my face.
Yes. So. All right. Do you need to take another short rest, or do you want to proceed?
Well, I'm down to 6 hit points.
But you also already spent your hit die, right?
Yeah. So
let's go!
Yeah,
okay. What's your max HP, James?
9.
Oh.
It's only 3 hit points. You'll be fine. Let's go.
Yeah. Any suggestions from people, or shall we just...
I don't think you can, right? If you've already used the hit dice.
Somebody else could do Healing Word, I think. Or no, because that was already cast, and then we don't have the spell slot anymore. Yeah. I think we just got to keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
I could do another Healing Word, but do we need it or want to save it?
I would save it.
We should probably save it if someone's critical.
The other thing to keep in mind is like there's kind of a tactical usefulness to like someone is kind of hurt, I'll top them off versus they're unconscious. Mm-hmm. I need to get them up so that they can run away or help in battle or do anything, right? So, yeah. So we're going to say that you pick your way carefully across the rocks, making sure even if anyone lags behind that you stay within sight of them, and you approach the courtyard of the Sunless Citadel without further event. So you can put yourselves near the stairs there.
Oh, gosh.
It is probably important to think about what your marching order is and how you're going to travel through this horrible place.
Tank first.
Yeah, I would recommend that I go first.
Okay. Yeah, I think you first, me second.
Yep. Remember the pyramid.
Well, then it's Furion in the middle between the
Furion
two.
Furion is
the third. I'm tall and strong.
The pyramid lightly informs the order.
Max, why don't you go back to the east side of the screen?
Actually, let me ask this question, because this is actually kind of important. What's everybody's max hit points?
That's what I just said.
Oh. I'm 10.
Listen to Liz.
9.
9.
9 for me.
12.
Okay, well, mine's 7, so I'm going to stand at the back.
I'm pretty tall and strong, so I can go.
I've got 10, so.
It's not so much even your hit points that's important as how easy are you to get hit. Max, what's your armor class?
18.
14. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so Max is significantly harder to hit.
Yeah, mine's 11.
In addition to he's got a few more hit points, many less things are going to hit him.
Yeah. Max always first.
Yeah, I have a shield and armor as well as just my strength.
Yeah, Max, you might even check. Do you have any abilities that when creatures are attacking your friends help you out?
I just have opportunity attack for now.
Okay. I think fighters eventually have the ability to be like, hey, you can't attack my friend, you have to attack me.
There is stuff like that. I can't remember the name of it, but I've read about it at later levels.
The answer to most things is at level one, you can't do much. Yeah. So, all right. So, Max, there's some little stairs leading up to this kind of battlement, because this is literally, like, basically the top of a wall, because the citadel has sunk into the ground. Do you want to do anything here?
I want to take a look around, so I'll...
Give me a perception check.
Perception, okay. 8.
Things look great.
Can somebody else check? Anybody, roll a perception check. Just literally anybody else.
Yeah, all right, I'll roll.
You did.
I'll roll. Okay, so I'm rolling the d12.
Yeah,
no, 20.
And I have I have perception plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 15 plus 2.
All right. Max says everything looks great, and he starts moving forward. And L, you notice that Max is about to step on a trapdoor right in front of you.
No way!
let me draw that in. Zing. Can you see that rectangle? I didn't make that the right color.
Don't move.
Oh, okay. What's
Stop.
Up?
There's a trap door.
Why couldn't I see the trap door?
I don't know. Maybe you need better perception.
Interesting. I didn't put my glasses on today. That might be the problem.
Today's episode brought to you by Warby Parker. So, yeah, L, you can see that there's clearly some kind of, you know, I mean, it was not obvious, but there is basically, you notice that the stones in that area, basically right in front of the door there, are they're not quite the same color as the rest of the little courtyard, and there's like a seam around the edge of them.
Can we open the trapdoor?
You could.
I would like to open the trapdoor.
All right. Give me a DC 10 strength check.
Okay. DC 10.
So that means roll your thing and you have to beat 10.
Roll 10. A d20.
10 is the number to beat. Okay, yeah, sorry. Beat 10. You're always going to roll a d20. Okay. 10 is the number you want to beat.
You keep saying that, but...
I don't think I had explained it yet, which is not helpful of me.
16.
So. All right. Open... It's basically like...
Do I need to test the strength? I have 0 strength.
Yeah, but you rolled a 16.
Okay.
So there's basically kind of like kind of a springy lever where it would, you know, if you put any weight on it, it would just flip down and drop you in. You're able to kind of pull it up a little bit and peek in. And you've got like low light vision, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So you can see into the dark there.
Yes.
You see, it looks like it's not that deep, maybe 10 feet. And you see some skeletons and you see the glinting eyes of a giant rat looking at you.
Dear God.
All right, can I close it and back away?
Yes, and so you do.
All right. Don't go in there, you guys. There's
Those
a giant
rats
rat.
Get everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with more rats. We don't have.
Okay. What else is going on? Can we go to the other side? Is there another way kind of in here that we can see?
So this little white rectangly thing, do you see that? Or is that too hidden on the edge of the map? That's the Dungeons & Dragons symbol for door.
Can we investigate this room before moving on? Maybe there's some clues, anything?
Tools. You could totally roll investigate if you want.
Yep, I love to investigate.
I like to investigate too, I'll do that. I rolled a 7.
9 plus 3, 12.
So it looks like this is kind of the top of the battlements. It looks like this was the only obvious place that you saw to get into the citadel. Probably there were lots of other kind of entrances on the ground that have now sunken, or other entrances at this level that might have been kind of covered up. You do see occasional like arrow slits in the walls above you that kind of look down on this. But there's not anything else too exciting. So there's the trapdoor, which you found. And let's see. There's a stone door kind of that seems to lead into the citadel itself. And I don't think there's anything. I'm just checking all my notes here. I don't think there's anything remarkable about that.
Okay, we should go in the door. Max should go in the door.
All right, so I'll approach the door, and I will roll. Should I roll some kind of check on the door, right?
Max, you're capable of opening all doors.
All right, okay, cool. Then I will
open
the door.
This door is unlocked, specifically.
All right, let's open the door.
All right, you're going to open the door. I will tell you, in the future, you might think about whether you indicate if you're doing something stealthily or anything like that.
I will open the door stealthily or something like that.
Or something like that. You would roll stealth. I will tell you that's something probably that your rogue is better at
than
Max.
Better at, yes.
Oh, there are bodies everywhere.
Oh. Maybe rat bodies?
These don't look like rat bodies.
No, they're carrying swords and...
Looks like we're about to roll into some kind of battle arena.
I'm really hoping that they have signet rings and we can just grab them.
Yes, this is it. Thanks for playing Dungeons & Dragons, everybody. Maximilian, you peer inside. I'm going to say you haven't entered yet. This circular area, it's cobbled with some cracked granite stones. But the thing that kind of draws your attention right away is there are several corpses spread around the room, including one that looks like it's like speared to the wall. I think that's supposed to be that over here. How do
I see it.
Is it doing that for you?
Oh. I mean,
there's a way that's...
Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why my trackpad was being uncooperative.
What's the thing we do to investigate for, like, spiky trap rooms?
That would be perception. I'll just tell you more. So there's three doors off of this chamber, the one you're looking through, and then you see the other two kind of on the far sides.
Yep.
It looks like this was basically a tower at some point. Like, the ceiling is quite far above you, but, like, all of the floors and rafters that would have held the tower together have basically, like, fallen apart. So it's just a big, high-ceilinged, circular room.
I'm going to recommend that we do not split up.
Yeah.
So, Liz, did you want to roll perception to check the room for traps?
I did. D20?
Yep.
14 plus 1, 15.
15. You peer inside. You see several corpses, but you do not see any traps. The corpses look like they are the result of battle, not traps.
Okay, I go inside. Hello.
All right. Max, Velo just elbows past you and saunters into the tower. So, Velo, because you're the first in there, I will tell you, it looks like the corpses are goblin corpses.
Yay!
Congratulations!
All right, let's follow in, I guess.
It's safe, guys! Come on
in!
Can we
check the bodies for anything we might need?
Sure.
I'm going to check some bodies.
All right, give me an investigation check.
Okay. Investigation. 10.
So you poke around. The bodies seem like they have been probably looted already because they literally have nothing of value on them. And it seems strange that they have literally nothing. They're kind of gross and moldering. They've probably been here for a long time. You even think that probably rats have been chewing on them. I will tell you, as you are, there's the one on the wall. And as you are kind of searching the one on the wall, it basically kind of falls off the spear that was pinning it to the wall, and there's something written in Draconic on the wall behind the body.
Ha-ha. Okay.
Oh, wait. Is that the druid script?
Nope. No, that is druidic.
Oh, druidic as opposed to Draconic. Got it.
Correct.
Yeah. I thought you were just pronouncing it funny.
I also do that sometimes, but not right now.
They're all funny pronunciations, really, when you think about it.
Hey.
Not you, Tony, just in general.
Okay.
Okay, I think Nox is going to check that out then.
Nox is slightly insulted that you would ask that, given how long you've known each other, and hello, he's a dragon.
Well, I mean, maybe he like is denying his roots.
And... Yes, you didn't want to assume.
Yeah.
It's hard to deny, really. All right, I'll check it out.
All right, so you can just read it. There's some draconic runes there, Nox, that look like they have been there for quite some time. These are not recent additions to the chamber, and it's like carved into the wall. It's not graffiti. And it seems to read the proper name of a dragon, and that dragon's name is Ashardalon.
Ah, yes. This is the cult of the dragon. This is the dragon that destroyed everything.
The M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay. So I think Nox will just say...
Making fun of funny D&D names is a classic part of D&D. Thank you.
Nox will just sum it up with
Here be dragons.
Yeah, so there's... Yeah, I guess we're going to meet some dragons.
No, this is the dragon from long, long ago that destroyed this whole thing. That was part of the backstory of the how the Citadel got sunk. But that was long ago. So the dragons here were dragons. Maybe.
Dragons take a long time
to die. All right, okay.
Take a long time to die. The Dragonborn is the only one that's died so far in our party.
Technically, was just dying.
It's taken a long time.
All right, adventurers, you are plagued with an important decision now, left or right.
No. I have another question before we move on.
Please, Adina.
Thinking about the mission, why we're here.
Yeah, why are we all here?
Do the corpses look like they're about 1 month old or about 10 years old?
Elena, give me either an investigation or a medicine check.
I'd like to see if there's any evidence of the left or the right door being used recently.
Sure.
Ooh.
What should I do for that?
Give me investigation.
18.
It looks like there's kind of more, you know, it's hard to tell, but it does seem like there's probably been a few footprints in the dust going to the north. There was clearly a fight in here at some point, so, you know, things have been kicked up a little bit. It does not seem like there's as obvious signs of anybody going through the door to the south.
And the door to the south has the dragon draconic language next to it.
It did.
Interesting.
So let's not go to the dragon door. Let's go to the
dragons are great.
Yeah, let's go south. That sounds safe.
let me check back in with north. Adina, did you find your die or your sheet?
Yeah, that was 21.
And what were you rolling?
How long do you think the corpses would have been there? Was it the site?
You feel confident that they've been there about a month, which would tie to perhaps these were people that fought.
Okay.
The adventurers. And these are all, it's four goblin corpses. So there's no...
So that might mean that our friends are still alive.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Or at least came through here.
To the north.
So yeah, they did not die here in this
room. If the footprints went north, that's where... They went.
They would have
Let's
gone.
Go north.
Unless they were leaving a trail to lead you that way whilst they sneakily went south.
Perhaps
but
our
what
our
exciting
road.
Thing
Possible,
is to
but
the
seems
south.
Unlikely. I
Fox
think we,
is smelling around the north door. He wants us to go north.
But we should also point out that these people never came back.
yes.
Yeah, but we need to find them for our gold. So,
Tony, can we check
whether they came back or not?
Can we check this door to see if it is trapped? Because I feel like we're entering a new area, and I want to make sure that this door is, if it's safe or not.
Okay. So who's going to check the door for traps?
What do we
Who
want?
Has
investigation
the highest
on that?
Perception? What do you need?
Perception would probably be good for checking for traps.
I hit a 17. I just rolled it.
Okay. Right. Max, you test the door by opening it. It's not trapped.
No. Yeah!
You study the door carefully and feel confident that it is not trapped.
My method of perception is by action.
Yes, that is.
That's the
blurb on Max's autobiography, which he published at level zero.
Yep. again, not smart. Max is not smart.
Yes, but he's smart.
We're playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does someone want to open that door?
Yeah.
A stealthy someone, or just want to charge in?
I think stealthy. There's got to be
stealthy someone.
I'll do the stealthy
one. That's all you.
It doesn't seem trapped. It should be fine. It should be fine.
All right. Do you want to roll stealth to do it, or do you want to just
open
it?
Let's do it that way.
Stealth, because I have +7. So
yeah.
27.
All right.
No.
So
one
Olena,
could ever
you are like carefully. The door does not even creak at all, even though it's ancient and old. And you open it far enough that you can peek your head in, and you see a kind of hallway heading further into the Citadel. With three doors, it kind of ends at one door, and then there's two side doors to the north and south. Do you see those? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to still go first, though?
You rolled a great. If you want, you could move silently down the hallway. I would say if other people are following, that would probably negate your stealth because other people are not as stealthy.
So all right, we'll wait here.
All right, Elena, do you want to run through and check the stealth? Like, to go through, check it out, and be all stealthy?
I don't know. I've heard this podcast before, and hallways are not your friend.
You're only a few feet away.
It's in, it might not be a murder hallway.
I'm a bit nervous, I have to say.
I could go first. I'm fine either way.
I think you should go first, I think.
I could roll a stealth. Could I roll stealth, too?
Yes. You're probably just not great at it, right?
I got a plus one. That's 20.
Hey, if you roll a 19, you're great at everything.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to head down the hallway. Nice and quiet, like.
All right.
Nothing's happening yet.
Nothing has murdered you yet. The question, I guess, is, so you're heading down the hallways away, and then you have basically three doors.
Okay.
One to your south, one to your north, and one kind of, the hallway runs east to west, so one is west at the end of the hallway. I don't know where you want to go.
Let me roll a perception check to take a look at the doors.
Okay.
That is an 11.
They look door-like to you.
Oh, gosh.
They're made of...
Should someone else come in the hallway and perceive the doors?
I need some help.
I think we should check through all of them.
Max needs help with a door.
All right, I'm coming down the hallway. I'm gonna do a perception check also.
All right.
I'm going to bring some muscle in.
All right, here we go. And that's a 17 plus 2.
17 plus 2 is 19. And what are you doing?
We're checking the doors again.
All right. They seem like doors. I will tell you, you rolled really well. So I'm going to give you more than nothing. You hear nothing to the door to the north, Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
You think you might hear the sound of running water to the door to the south. I'm going to also say that you're aware that the door to the south is locked.
And what do we hear from the door from the north?
Let's go north then.
Sorry, north. North is quiet. South, running water. West, you know what? You hear something strange. It sounds like there might be a creature in there.
Let's go there.
Let's think about this. So
creature sounds doable.
Come on, let's go. Dare I open it?
They're not going to put the dragon in the the first room. So.
How do we peek in the hallway the first time? Someone should
stealth.
Do that too.
Stealth. Stealthy person.
Elena used stealth.
Yeah, Elena goes stealth it up again.
Which door?
This one that makes
the west door with the creature.
Yeah.
All right.
And I believe I specified the south door, the one with running water.
It was locked, right?
It was
locked.
So we're going to the west one, at the end of the corridor.
Don't worry, I can block the corridor with fire.
Great. Right.
What would we need to do to break down the door if we want to?
Lockpick.
Yeah, we could unlock that south door.
Oh yeah, I have that as well. By the way,
so the water one is locked, right?
But you have a rogue, and that rogue has lockpicks.
Okay. Yes, so I can do that as well. But let's peek into this one, see what's happening, because I have plus 7.
I have a 3 dragon anti set. That's helpful.
I think that's like a card game. Oh, it's like 3. That's literally the D&D version of 3 card Monty, I believe.
Well, I have it.
You want to start running a hustle here in this in the dungeon?
I mean, while we're waiting,
follow the dragon. Follow the dragon. Follow the dragon.
So I have a 22 on the door, stealthily opening.
So Olena, you are opening the door beyond. The room beyond is full of all manner of strange things, which I will reveal and describe to you in a second.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, there's definitely a
What's
lot.
That?
So
what is
there
it?
Is a dragon.
What is it?
Is that a dragon? What is it?
No.
It's
So, let me describe the room beyond for the people who can't see the screen. So, Elena, you look into the room beyond. It's quite large. There are crudely executed symbols and glyphs painted on the wall. And they seem to be kind of painted crudely in green ink. And there's this the chamber itself is kind of irregularly shaped as well. There's a big fire pit in the center. The kind of thing that you're probably drawn to most obviously is there's a strange metallic cage on the south side of the room. You see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the cage has a big gaping hole in it. And is empty. There's a small wooden bench kind of right in the center of the room, draped with green cloth and some several objects on it. But next to the cage, there's a bedroll, which is what you'd sleep in. It's basically D&D old-timey sleeping bag. And you can hear the sound of whimpering coming from it.
But what's this?
Yeah, what's the...
I can't tell. What are you pointing at?
The thing making noises.
It's the whimpering thing.
The whimpering.
It's a thing that's unhappy. So.
Nox, it looks like a relative of yours.
I don't think you know what it is yet. So, there may be stuff
nature.
On the map that you don't see.
All right. So. I'm going to have to say, hello.
But some, all right, just to be clear, only Olenna has seen what's in the room.
Yeah. All right, okay, sorry.
Vela, once again, Vela just elbows past and is like, hello. So, Olenna, you've seen into the room.
Sorry.
While we're still in the hallway, should I check the other doors and pick the lock of the third just to see what options we have?
The only thing is, if there's baddies in that room and you unlock the door, they can come and get us. This way they can't.
Yeah, but they can only get two of us at once because, you know, we can't be outflanked.
And Olenna, you can see that there are a variety of doorways and passageways off of this weird-shaped room, right?
Yes, yes, there's more doors there, which clearly, it looks like a door coming from this new room would lead into the one that we can get through the north door.
Can we
not
go in?
That
and...
it's important. But yeah, what team?
Let's go in. Come on.
No, north. Let's try the north door.
I don't think we necessarily have to barge into every room that has a creature in it. I think there is but considering we're not on any time pressure, we may as well check the other two doors that we have in front of us.
Well,
yeah, but
if we do the exact
sad.
Same method, if we can get Olenna to roll a sneak roll again, and she can still open the door like she just did this one, then in theory we should be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sneak door. Okay.
This is the sort of thinking that won't lead to a total party kill. We will be betraying.
Olenna, you are the rogue, so that your party can have all kinds of ideas, but I think it's up to you in terms of which ideas you actually want to
implement. That's what I suggested, so I'm more than happy.
You're the one doing the sneaking. They can have all kinds of ideas, but you get to decide where the sneaking happens. So, what are you thinking, Olenna?
North door. Right. I'm going to stealthily open it, and I rolled a 19 plus 7, so 26. Right.
Wow. Stealthily peer into a room that is empty and full of rubble.
Great.
Okay, so
that was exciting.
Can you pick that lock?
Yes.
You can try.
Do you want to pick the lock?
Is that a sleight of hand?
So to pick a lock, I believe you are going to do... I think it's just a dexterity check, which...
Oh, it's the thieves' tools thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, you can roll a d20 and add your dexterity bonus, which for you, Olenna, I bet is pretty high.
It's 3.
Yeah. So, do you want to try and... is that a good or a bad
it's
outcome?
It's a critical miss.
You know, you... And you know what?
I'm still new to this, you know? Sorry,
I could try. I have thieves' tools also.
Olenna? Because you got a critical miss, you think you jammed the lock.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Okay. Can we use force on this door?
You could. That creates a lot of noise.
Let's not do that.
You could always break down a door. I mean, you're adventurers. You have weapons and tools, and some of you are quite big and strong. There's probably a lot of doors you could break down. It's just that would announce your presence far and wide.
What is the door made of?
The door is made of wood with metal hinges and metal lock fittings.
Could we burn the door?
It is not, you know, I mean, it's not super on fire, but, you know, you could. That might have an effect on what's beyond the door. It would also fill the dungeon with smoke, which might alert people of your presence.
Okay. It's all theoretical.
Yeah, no, this is a classic discussion of where people in D&D, they see a problem and they're like, I either apply fire or rope to this situation.
So I'm thinking to go through that door, we're only going to draw attention to ourselves no matter what we do, right? There's kind of no way around that right now, which would lead me to think that we should probably go into the larger room. That thing is sleeping, so we have advantage on it if it does try and attack us.
Well, it was whimpering. I don't know if that was sleeping.
Well, okay. We will still be bursting into this room, right?
Well, I'm thinking, I'm assuming, I'm just going by the token, that I will have some kinship with whatever this is.
So we're going to send you in?
And I can go in nicely and say hello.
Here's the thing, though. Does Nox actually know this? What does Nox know?
Nox is not smart, but
you can see the token, right? But Nox can't see the token.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
You're right. Sorry, I shouldn't have revealed the token.
I think it should be communicated what is in there to us, so we can.
Could somebody, someone could like pop their head in, right, and maybe roll some kind of check?
Yep, there we go. I'm in the room. Hello, whimpering creature. How are you doing?
Hello. Is Is that actually what's happening, Velo?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
All right. I've come in case there's muscle required to hit it. All right. As well.
So Nox and Velo decide to head into the strange room with the fire pit and the bench with the cloth and the cage and the whimpering creature sleeping in the bedroll. Or, I mean, I guess I said sleeping because they're in a bedroll. So next to the cage. Velo and Nox, you're kind of hanging out over this creature. So there's a bedroll here. You can see there's clearly, a creature kind of sleeping / whimpering in the bedroll. And when you say hi, a strange little lizard creature pokes its head out.
Well, I like the lizards. So I will say hello in common, I guess.
Okay. The strange creature says,
hello.
He's kind of, well, he's sniffing.
Well, I think we've found a friend.
Oh, greetings, tiny lizard friends. I am Velo the Less Demonic. Who are you?
I am Meepo, 42nd of my tribe.
Meepo?
Yes, Meepo.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I see.
Are we all coming in now?
Yeah. So I guess I will say...
Meepo's eyes kind of widen as a half-orc and a tiefling make their way into the room.
Yo, what up?
So I will say...
can you tell us more about this place? Who are you?
This is the territory of my tribe.
You seem sad, little Meepo. Why are you crying?
Oh, they stole our dragon.
Oh, no!
Look,
we have a dragon. Would you like ours?
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's ever so nice. He really looks quite impressed by your Nox. But it just wouldn't be the same. It's my fault. I'm in charge of the dragon, and now I used to be third in my tribe, and now I'm 42nd.
Oh, no.
Where's the rest of your tribe?
He kind of gestures in the direction of there's a hallway heading to the west.
And who was it that took the dragon?
Those horrible goblins.
Okay.
We found a whole bunch of dead goblins.
How many?
Four.
Four?
Four?
There's a lot more than four.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Have you seen a crew of humans in the past month going past here, by any chance?
That sounds familiar. I don't know. Meepo's not so great at remembering.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Can we help you in any way to recover your dragon?
Oh, Meepo would greatly appreciate any help you could offer. The goblins, as I said, the goblins, they stole our dragon. Our dragon Karalax.
How big is your dragon?
How what?
How big?
Well, like it's still a wormling. It's a young ice dragon, but you know, bigger than this fine gentleman here. He says, pointing at Nox.
if we look for your dragon, can you offer us safe passage through the rest of these ruins?
It would be my honor.
Oh.
Could we meet the rest of your tribe?
Yes. It would be my honor as Meepo, 42nd of my tribe, to bring you to my chieftain.
How are your tribe generally? Are they like, you know, chill people, relaxed, happy, non-violent?
I don't know. They're the only tribe I've ever known.
How would they feel for us, this group of us, to walk in? Do you reckon they would welcome that?
I will bring you with me. You wouldn't attack my tribe, right?
You wouldn't attack us, right? You know there's a lot of you, and you know we've only got one dragon, and apparently it's smaller than yours. So.
I'm sure my chieftain would be honored to meet a dragonborn such as yourself, sir. He seems very focused on Nox.
Yeah.
All right, Nox goes first.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I trust this tiny little
I think
dude.
This is an Ewoks and C-3PO situation we have going
the
on.
Classic,
here, so.
The classic situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Oh, so Meepo, dude, one question first. What's going on here with you? Is this the cage where you kept your dragon or what?
Yes, the goblins attacked recently and they took the dragon with them. And they killed, like, four of my best friends.
So you kept a dragon in a cage?
Well, it is...
Nox, let's not get transfixed on this right now. Let's just... We can have these conversations later on. We'll just move through for the time being.
Uh, Why have you got such a giant fire pit here? It's pretty big.
For festival reasons and to cook the food for the dragon sometimes. And I don't know. It's just I've never really questioned why it's so big.
Can I get can I do a read on whether I believe him?
You want to do an insight check?
Sure.
Sure, roll insight.
22.
Meepo seems like Meepo is really not holding anything back.
Okay. I think we have to do the...
Take us to your leader.
All right. So, Meepo is going to lead the way. Who's following Meepo?
Nox should go first. I'll go after Nox.
All right. Meepo is very... Meepo is like, takes you by the elbow, Nox, kind of gingerly.
Okay.
And leads the way. Let me just reveal more of the map. I guess Meepo is going to call out occasionally as Meepo walks down the hall, something in Draconic, which I guess you would understand, Nox. Meepo calls out in Draconic, Ticklecorn, which seems kind of like a nonsense password to basically announce that, not an enemy.
Okay. Can I relay that to the rest of the team?
I mean, that might be weird because Meepo's right there, but, you know, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just keep going then.
Yes. I think Meepo is going to, so I'm just going to reveal parts of the map.
Whoa! Can I ask before we move forward, what did the dragons eat? little Meepo, what?
Oh, we keep rats that we feed to the dragon.
Oh, we meant rats.
There's plenty of rats around here, he says cheerfully. All right, so Meepo's going to lead you down the hall here. Occasionally, you see there's a variety of passageways off of these halls, and occasionally you see Meepo is a kobold, if that was unclear. So kobolds are little lizard-like people. They tend to worship dragons, or at least hold them in high esteem. Apparently, Meepo and his tribe live here. He calls out Ticklecorn, and occasionally a kobold will poke their head out, kind of give him a nod, looking at you curiously, and he's going to head up this way and through this kind of fancy room full of pillars. This is Meepo leads you through the Hall of Dragons. There's rows of reliefs of dragon statues and carvings depicting intertwined dragons. There's a variety of kind of more serious looking kobolds patrolling this hallway. Some of them even have, like, you know, Meepo is unarmed, or maybe it looks like he just has, like, a little, like, slingshot on it, hanging on his belt. These are kind of more serious kobolds. They look like they're kind of garbed in armor that's actually maybe made out of dragon scale that they would have, like, collected and woven together, and they've got some serious-looking spears. But Meepo's gonna lead the way to what is clearly kind of a throne room.
I'm not as sure about their dragon welfare here for a cult that worships dragons.
Well, it could be collecting from already.
Yeah, I mean, they fall off naturally. You know, it's a kind of like a shedding of skin thing.
Wow.
So I did a thing. Do you see an image? That's Meepo.
Hi, Meepo. Okay.
Hello, Meepo.
So Meepo is a little lizard man. And then this...
with a leash.
Easy, Max. Or not Max, Nox. This is the kobold that is kind of sitting on a throne. Meepo kind of steps in front of you all. I guess Meepo will speak in common for your convenience. There's kind of this short throne on the west wall here. It's constructed by basically just bits of fallen masonry that have been stacked together. There's kind of an altar built into it. But built on top is there's a big chunk of marble that was probably from somewhere else that was kind of salvaged, and it's got a carving of a rearing dragon. And strangely, there's a metallic key held firmly in the dragon's open jaws. And so Meepo introduces, this is first of our tribe, Eustrael, leader of the proud kobolds of the Sunken Citadel. Eustrael, it's a female kobold perched on the throne. Kind of nods and looks at you expectantly, as if you're going to introduce yourselves.
I am Nerixius Narbat, Dragonborn. These are my good friends. Don't kill them. And we are investigating, because we are private investigators, we are investigating a missing party that might have come through this land.
So, do the rest of you want to just introduce yourselves very briefly?
Yo.
Yes, we do.
Dragons are cool. Yep,
we do so.
Hi.
And you do so. Okay.
Yes.
Damn it! I had a whole thing worked out.
Liz, if you have a full thing worked out, you can do your full thing now.
I absolutely didn't have a full thing worked out. That was a lie.
Gotcha. So, Eustriel seems reasonably accommodating of you. It probably, you know, I don't know, Meepo has introduced yourselves. You're not acting threatening. And, you know, the sight of a dragonborn seems to carry a lot of weight with these kobolds.
That's a nice dragon face you have above your throne there. Very cool.
Thank you. We kobolds, we greatly respect the mightiness of the dragon.
Yeah. It makes you look really cool as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Why has it got a big key in its mouth?
Oh, well, that's just where I like to keep it. It feels, ties the room together.
Yeah. It does look pretty good.
So, any other people come through about a month ago?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were some people. They came through. I think there were about four of them, humans mainly. They went off to fight the goblins. They did not return.
Oh.
Can you tell us which way they went?
They went into the goblin territory. She gives you directions. There are several paths into the goblin territory, and she'd be happy to give you directions to them, or perhaps even have someone guide you to them.
I have a question there. It seems
we can point the way if you need. Yes, you.
So it sounds like we have a common enemy. What might persuade you in putting a party together that might be able to join us visiting these goblins?
We hate the goblins, and they stole our dragon. Meepo allowed them to steal our dragon. Meepo tries to slink into the corner.
Not Meepo, he's fine.
Happy to help you recover your dragon, because we are down with the dragons also.
I would gladly reward you for such a service if you were able to return Karalax to us. It's Karalax is a young dragon, and it's, I don't know, we fear the worst.
That is our mission, then.
Perhaps Meepo could be of some help to you, as he does little around here.
Before we went into this goblin territory, is there anywhere we could rest and recover?
We could provide such a place.
Also, any tips on fighting goblins? Because you must have had a few skirmishes over the years.
Many skirmishes. There are two passageways into the goblin territory. The first is just off of here, but it is kind of the front of the war. Meepo will guide you to the back entrance. I think if you're going to have any luck, it would be to take the back way into the goblin territory.
Cool.
And if you are successful, I would gladly reward that. Perhaps I could interest you in this key.
What's the key do?
I'm not sure, but it's very sparkly.
It is very sparkly.
I hope it doesn't open that door we jammed.
No key, no matter how sparkly, it's going to open that door.
Sorry.
We did a number on that door.
Do you know anything about a locked door back the way?
I don't know much about that. It may have been locked for a very long time. She does show, she has there's like an altar next to the throne, which there are a variety of other things that if you're not interested in the key, might be of interest to you. You probably would get a pick of them as your reward, but it looks like there's some kind of potion and some spell scrolls and some other weird stuff that probably is not of comparable value to those, but that these kobolds hold in high esteem.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be some potions in there. Can we get some sort of advance payment, let's call it, in form of some healing?
Is this the theme of our party?
I'm sorry, we've lost too many. I can't, it's not that I don't believe you, it's just that there are many goblins. And
we understand. How many goblins?
You know, we have a saying in the kobolds, don't throw good potions after bad.
Wow, very specific to this.
So there's a bunch of places we haven't explored, but this seems like a safe area.
Yeah, let's see what's in this door down here.
This is like their house, and you are like, let's check all the doors.
I'm going to say,
Are we free to walk around your territory in the meantime?
Perhaps it would be best if you did not wander too far. Things can be dangerous, and we wouldn't want any of our tribe to get confused in the battle. Meepo will show you to a place you can stay.
Okay.
Would I be able to use persuasion on getting her to give us a healing potion or something?
You could try.
Oh no, it's an 8.
Look, it's not that I don't think that you are lovely people. I just think that probably you will be killed by the goblins, which is probably where Meepo should have ended up if he was doing his job.
Oh, poor Meepo.
Okay, so can I try some persuasion with, you know...
Well, I am actually quite badly hurt, and it would be quite useful if I wasn't.
Roll persuasion. Also, okay. That's not really selling yourself on your services here.
I get 15.
She seems unwilling to part with any of her treasures, but perhaps a night's rest will leave you feeling hale and hearty.
Oh. Okay.
We've tried.
Can I go around here and very politely knock on this door?
No one opens it.
Can I just peek inside? Please.
I feel we should respect their wishes and not poke around too much, otherwise we might all get murdered in our beds.
I've said the words. I'm peeking.
Come back.
So, Velo, that door is locked.
Oh.
Okay.
There, you see, I tried.
Yes. So, I'm going to say, Meepo will show you one of the doors off of his dragon area is a discarded chamber. Do you see all that next to the...
Yeah.
So, you are... offered that room as a campsite. You see, I'm going to say, in your time here, numerous kobolds kind of coming and going, and there are patrols that go out, and occasionally seems like mainly probably they're keeping you separate from the main tribe, but occasionally you catch sight of a kobold child wandering around. But it looks like there's probably at least more than a dozen kobolds. It may be hard for some of you to recognize them as distinct, but you see kobolds coming and going.
Given that we couldn't take on 3 rats without somebody dying, I suspect we should...
not try to kill them all.
Yes, I think we should have a rest.
Also, Meepo is like the 47th of his tribe, which gives me an idea that there's more than a dozen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Furion has knows numbers. So I put... So, do you want to do stuff before you go to sleep, or are you just gonna...
I will just,
thank you very much for your hospitality. We'll just go and have a wee sleep.
Should someone stay awake and keep guard?
The chieftain says, it is our pleasure to host a dragonborn such as yourself.
Meepo.
Please travel safely.
Meepo, old buddy, old pal, what's behind this door?
Meepo pretends not to have heard your question.
Meepo! Meepo! I shout really loudly, but politely and sweetly. What's behind this door?
Meepo continues to less successfully pretend not to have heard you.
I just want to know what's in the room.
I feel like you're maybe not supposed to.
Yeah, I think we should just chill.
I think we should sneakily try to open this door.
No.
All right. I'm going to suggest that some of you are going to go to sleep. You may want to take turns sleeping with somebody... watching guard if you're concerned about the kobolds.
I think somebody needs to guard Velo.
Other threats. There may also be the opportunity for Velo to go off and do things that are going to cause trouble. But it seems like we might be reaching some kind of exciting cliffhanger ending one way or another here in the kobold stronghold in the Sunken Citadel.
If I'd rolled a rogue, I'd be going for that door.
Just have a drink.
So, is there anything you want to do before your characters head to sleep for the evening?
I think we've kind of scouted as much as we can. There's the door at the bottom of that round room that we never opened, the one that led to the dragon area,
mm-hmm.
or the one that had the dragon runes.
We should just try all the doors before we sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this door open? Does this one open?
I feel like we are now in the hands of the kobolds, so we're going to either be really bad hosts, or I feel like this is a really good opportunity because... We're going to be following in the path of the people we're trying to find, and the goblins took their dragon, and they're going to get us to the back entrance, and I feel like we need to not mess around with the kobold stuff.
But But they're not going to get pissed off because someone tries to open a door.
They might they said specifically not to wander too far.
Well, it's not too far. It's just like two blocks down. Look, it's just there.
Velo, do you want to open that door?
Yes, I want to open that door.
All right, hold on a second. Get the list of all horrors.
I don't agree with this.
What?
I don't agree with this.
You could, I mean,
can
this
we
is,
all get in the room and close our door?
You know, I feel like an important.
Can we tie her down?
I think an important part of the level one adventure is having the intervention.
Yeah.
Fine, so. I won't open the door. Jeez.
Right. Just
I just
want to
stay alive.
Yeah. I need to sleep to get my health back. So.
Velo, as they are yelling at you about the door, you hear chittering from the other side of that door.
Okay.
Don't
okay,
open
bitch.
The door.
I'm open.
It's probably what they
I'm figuring out the psychology of Liz. Chittering, run away from the door. Door is locked. Complete fixation on the door.
I'm imagining that is like the larder full of rats. And if we open that door, it's just going to be rat apocalypse.
The queen will be very angry with us. She'll be like, all right, okay, who opened the rat door?
You now have to go and collect the rats, and then the rats will kill
us. There's a fog of war. You have to uncover the whole map.
No.
Otherwise...
It's That's called level one.
I will tell you, Liz, in moving from video games to role-playing games, yes. the completionist urge it's hard. It's very powerful.
Yes.
But frequently it does not always lead to success in Dungeons & Dragons. Where,
I just
like,
feel like here there's no reload, so
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, there's no save spots. Worry. And like half the rooms that you don't need to go into are still filled with horrible, horrible things.
I played video games in the 80s-ish, almost in early 90s. I know what no saves means.
Okay, I'm just saying, didn't you ask at the beginning if this was a LucasArts adventure?
Yes, I did. You said, yes, it was, and my character can't die. That's exactly what I remember.
Yes.
Means. Okay, I think we should have a vote.
Ah, yes. The democracy stage of Dungeons & Dragons bargaining.
And I think we should, we should have a vote on whether we foolishly leave or remain this room.
It's just it was right there. You know, it's just we're walking.
Reference
past.
Acknowledged.
Thank you.
I think we're pretty set now. We're gonna stay in this room. We're gonna take our long rest, and then in the morning.
So Mike votes remain then.
Yes, yeah.
I vote remain.
I also vote remain.
Sleep, remain.
Mm. We might want to have someone stay up and watch the door, though.
Yeah, can we arm the door or something?
I'll take a shift. I don't really need to.
Yeah, I think somebody that isn't Velo.
Yeah, same. I have no ill effects, so
I need a
Furion
really good
is
sleep.
Done with his shift, I can take over.
All right, Nox needs like a full 8 hours snoring loudly.
I'm going to take a full 8 hours to get my spell back. Too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So the next day, you feel better. You've got You know, you've got your hit points back and some spell slots back and your hit dice back. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like half your hit dice, but we only have one, so it's our hit dice, I think.
Yes. Okay.
Yay! That's cool.
Meepo wakes you up. He offers you a breakfast of it, probably fried rat. he seems very proud of it and tells you that he is ready to head out whenever you are.
I would like to eat the fried rat and tell him it was delicious and it was the best fried rat I've ever tasted.
Wait, has anyone seen Fox?
Fox is unharmed. Oh, God.
He's gone. Whew. He's not fried. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
He's not the fried rat.
They would never fry a guest, Tiff.
Unless they opened a door.
Yes. Well, that's
Velo
when you
might get fried. For the next
you move from guest to trespasser in that case.
So, I like this kind of safe area that we are in.
Let's just stay here and
forever.
Learn to live with kobolds.
No, it's time to go find the goblins.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to the other group. You know, they just found a nice place and chilled out.
Yeah.
Then all we need to do then is just go steal their jewelry.
Let's go to the goblin territory there, Meepo.
Okay.
To the goblins.
Meepo shows you the passageway to the goblin territory. He shows you that on the northeast corner of this room, he shows you a little passage, a door off the kobold territory. And he is very excited to tell you, this is the secret way. They don't guard this one as well. If we're going to have a chance, this is going to be it.
All right, we need to be very careful with our order going through this tunnel.
Yeah, I think we should have some stealth up front.
Okay, I'll do the stealth.
Meepo tells you, the tunnel, it zigzags, and then there might be some goblin guards, and then it'll be the empty part of their territory, so there won't be many, but there might be traps. But there might be also rats, and there also might be traps and rats, but not as many goblins, but rats.
Rats.
Okay.
Got it. So,
does he have any people available to come with us and harvest the rats for the dragon later?
No.
All right. Meepo coming
just
with us?
Meepo.
Yes.
Good.
Meepo will move up. Meepo, someday I will be third again. 42, no good.
Well, this is your chance, Meepo.
Meepo, do you want to go first?
No.
That's a good
Does
sign.
Meepo eat
just
rats?
Asking.
Yes, of course I do. What kind of question is that?
So can you just go ahead and like eat all the rats in our way?
Oh, I eat dead rats.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you catch them?
You kill them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Meepo,
we're getting nowhere
what
here,
would
Meepo.
You recommend our line of movement, our attack should be? Should we go stealthy? Should we go big? What would you recommend, Meepo?
I think we go stealthy because you can always go big after.
I'm not sure. You seem much better at this than I am. Like, much better.
Yeah, but if we do it by order, stealthy person is not necessarily strong person.
Also, I'll point out that you can set a stealthy person ahead, especially if they have night vision. If they don't, they have to bring light. They're going to be visible that way. And we're all going to follow. And so if we follow too close, we're going to make noise anyway, probably.
Yes.
But I think having Olenna sort of scope the door and see what's in the immediate bit of the corridor.
I would say if does Max have night vision? Dark vision?
Yes.
I would put Max at the front because he's the tank, quite honestly. And if there's a trap or if somebody takes a shot at us or something, I'm a little worried about Olenna. Olenna can check doors as we get to them, but having him be the one who's going around the corners and stuff might be the best way to go.
Doors and corners.
Yeah, I like that. We can just stage it. So Olenna, you can check any doors and then I can move in.
So are we going to follow along behind or are we going to...
So I'm just opening the door back? And then you guys should go in.
Yep. Valo, I appreciate that you stay in character, just pacing madlessly.
Okay.
All right. So Olenna, do you want to open this door?
Yes, with 19 plus 7.
All right.
I did a pretty good job again.
You're really good at stealth. Both you have a crazy modifier and you keep rolling very well. So Olenna, you peer down the doorway open. It's a quiet... dusty hallway. It's unlit, so you're going to need to, rely on people with dark vision or torches. And you can see the hallway goes a little bit distance to the east, and then it looks like it turns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to go any further.
Fair enough.
Next.
All right. I'm going to roll a perception check.
Mm-hmm.
19.
You do not see any threatening looking things in the hallway ahead of you.
All right, should
Let's
we
go.
Move in?
Yeah, I'll come behind you.
Okay.
You go first. I'll go in.
Can I, like, peer around corners?
Yeah, you can totally do that.
What do I need for that?
You could do perception to look around the corner. You could do stealth to kind of quietly move up to the corner. You could do a variety of things.
I'm going to do stealth.
I will tell you, stealth is probably, if you're all moving as a group, which it looks like you are right now.
Unlikely. All right, let me do perception then.
Yeah, I mean, you could all attempt to do stealth, but if, like, two of you fail, the group fails. So.
All right, did not do good on that perception roll. 5.
All right. You look down the dusty corridor. It's dark, but you have either low light or dark vision. It looks like it kind of doglegs off to the east.
All right.
Can I do a perception check?
Sure.
Try to see if we'll do some better here. Oh, wrong dice. There we go. All right. Ah, that sucks. 4 plus 2. Never mind.
Looks totally safe.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Can I do a perception check?
No one's trusting each other.
6.
This is like the bet. You know, Nox, as you think about it, always a little narrow, but there's nothing. That's not bad. That's just how it is.
Can I do one as well?
No, let's just go. Come on,
we're
can't
so
roll
cautious.
7 perception checks. Let's just move forward.
Okay,
all right, let's go.
Go for it, Max.
That's how they all get right. you.
I'll
gone to the next corner.
All right. Are you attempting to be stealthy or no?
Say yes.
Yes, I am.
All right. I need everybody in the group to make me a stealth check.
13.
11.
8.
15.
11.
13. Plus all right. Something.
You are not particularly stealthy. and Max, I'm going to say you poke your head around the corner and at the end of the corridor, looking back at you, because they clearly heard you coming. I think Elle may have been having an important debate with Fox. are two goblin guards who don't look like the brightest goblins, but they are holding kind of crude weapons and looking at you menacingly. Will goblins be more menacing than rats? Yes. But to find out how much more menacing, tune in next time as two goblins threaten the party.